The Daily Dilemma. The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast. The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, this is a bit of a tough one, to be fair. Hey, Nyland Show, please make sure not to read my name out. My girlfriend and I had a baby 2 years ago and she's turning 30 this year. She's a great mom and breastfed for well over a year. She's always saying how it affected her boobs and they're not what they were. And in fairness, I wouldn't tell her, but they are a shadow of their former selves. I came into a bit of money before Christmas and I have offered to pay for her to get a boob job. When I told her, she went mad and said that I was so rude. She asked, did I not like them now? I didn't say no, but she told me herself that they look like two spaniel's ears.
Oh dear.
Why would she not want to fix them? She was so insulted. How do I make her change her mind? I am just trying to do a good thing for her and her boobs.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man, what a mighty, mighty good man.
Oh God.
Right, show, over to you. Explain this one to me. The boobs go south, do they, after...
Sure, look at, like, the it's gravity. I breastfed for a number of months and yeah, they're not what they once were, but I am very proud of what I did and I'm proud...
I'm just going to ask some questions here.
Yeah, go on.
Do they go back into shape eventually?
I don't think they're ever going to be what they were, but yeah, they definitely came back a little bit, but you'd have to ask Tom, really, wouldn't you, what his take on it is.
He seems very happy.
Can I just say, there is no part of this that I'm going to be able to say to you that we're going to help you to change her mind. If your partner, who gave birth to your baby and breastfed for well over a year, which by God is a stint and a really tough thing to do for some people. Others, it comes naturally, but I didn't find it easy. And she gave everything to your child. And now you're telling us that you have an issue with how... Sorry, that you think she has an issue with how she looks. Therefore, you're going to step in and save the day. Mm. And you don't want to tell her, but yeah, you think they... In her words, they look like spaniel's ears and you agree. This is supposed to be the love of your life, the person who gave birth to your child. And all you are concerned about is that she's insulted that she doesn't want to take your money to get a boob job. If she wanted to do this, then that's up to her. If it's something that she had come and said, oh my God, I'd love this, but there's no indication in this email that this is what she wants to do. All we're hearing is that you're not particularly happy and you think, oh my God, I have money now and I can fix this. Nobody said that, and she never said that she wanted to fix it, and you just come across as like the most, like, oh, I can't, there's no defense other than... Like,
I think, look, to be fair, I want to play devil's advocate here for a minute. The initial thought process might have been from a kind place. She has given out about these. She's unhappy with these. Maybe I can help. Where you're stepping over the line is pushing it on her when she has said that she doesn't
her
want this.
Her reaction is your answer. Mm. She doesn't want to do anything. She's insulted. Don't write into us then and get us to try and tell you that you should convince her even further. She's told you she doesn't want. Like... If you really loved this person, and like, I think I had spaniel's ears, like, we must, can we get, like, I hope Tom's listening. Were they spaniel's ears? I don't know. I was in a bubble. I was in a bubble of tiredness and babiness and love, and I don't really care. Like, I think if she had an issue with it and she really wanted to change what she looked like, then that's on her and we would support that. But
I'm just looking up images of spaniel's ears.
Yeah, they're quite low, aren't they? I definitely think mine went
low.
Saggy. But I like, it's for a reason. It's like the best reason in the world. Like, I know we're going to hear from some people that say, oh my God, I would love to get that done. And that's fine if it came from her. But our issue with this is the email that you've written is you trying to say that she needs to get this done. And oh my God, it's mad that she doesn't want it. You've hurt your partner, you know?
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. 085 102 9103. What would you say to our emailer?
It's fairly one-sided, I would say. Can I just read out this comment that came in from a woman? I'm ashamed to say, as a woman, he was right to offer her a boob job. We don't know how much she gives out about them or it affects her confidence. I know us women can't help having saggy boobs after kids, but I guarantee if she didn't moan about them first, he'd have no issue. In my opinion, it's also her insecurity that made her react that way after he offered the boob job option. No, I would disagree with that, because I would like to think, and I feel like I am in a relationship with somebody who never, I never felt less attractive, or my body never felt less attractive to him after I had a baby. And that to me is like the right way. Like that's a normal, healthy relationship. Yep. Do you know what I mean? I feel like he fancies me as much now as he did all those years ago because he loves me as a person. Yep. So again, it comes back to if she wanted it, that's a whole other story. Read the dilemma. He may have started from a place of kindness, says Aideen, but he really needs to cop on. Surgery like that can be dangerous, and if it was for a medical reason, it would be risky enough. But maybe that poor girl is more concerned about being around to raise her child than what her silly partner thinks about her boobs. I had a baby, a breastfed, and then there's age and gravity as well. And this is another point that I know a couple of messages. It's not just breastfeeding that does it. It's
like your body shape,
your body, it's age. Yeah. Which don't help. But I wouldn't risk my life with surgery because it's nothing in comparison to being around to raise my daughter. I really hope he gets his priorities right and realises how lucky he is to have them both, mother and child, not the left and the right boob, lol.
Okay.
Nice little joke at the end.
Let's take a few voice notes. There's plenty of them. Let's start with this. Thanks, Rachel.
Oh, I feel so sorry for both of them, really. It's a tricky situation. I was the same with both, well, with all three of my girls. And yeah, I used to refer to them as deflated helium balloons. And it is, it's a mental mind game for the woman. But we are allowed to say these things without meaning we want a big boob job. You know, a bit of moral support, encouragement, and say like, look, it's, they are that way because you supported and fed and solely provided for our baby, our beautiful daughter, you know. And like, look at my youngest is 4 now and they've come back, put on a bit of weight, boobs went full again. So, you know, swings and roundabouts. So just more moral support than, you know, kind of the physical, let's fix your boobs.
Okay.
Thank you, darling. Well said.
Let's hear another perspective. This is from Mar.
Morning, guys. Just in relation to the dilemma. She's 30. What age is he? Like, seriously? He wants to get a grip. I am a breast cancer survivor, having lost one of mine. Yes, I breastfed. I'm 50 years of age. But seriously? So is that the way it's going to be for the rest of their lives? Any imperfections and he's not happy? Get a grip.
Thank you so much, darling. Thank you.
Elisa was on too.
Completely agree with Show here. You're not even finished talking about it, but like, that is literally, humans, like that's natural, like that's supposed to happen, like you literally, that's supposed to happen, like you try breastfeed, goddamn, like seriously, come on, oh my goodness.
And we have had a number of women step forward to say they will accept this gift if it's coming, including our Shanine.
Hey, if she don't want to pay for her boobs, I'm happy enough to take one for the team here and get my boobs done for her. Do you know, the way you have a birthday party and your balloons are nice and full and then 3 weeks later you find them balloons behind the sofa that are all deflated? Yeah, that's what we're dealing with here, lads. 4 kids later, like, so, like, you know, she doesn't want to get the boob job done and she's very adamant that she doesn't. I will happily get one done for her.
Thank you. For
I love that. Thank
thanks
you.
For taking
you,
one for the team,
you will
Shanine.
Be on top of the list, darling. And thank you for your lovely honesty. It is refreshing to hear. It is real. It is normal. I hope, against hope, that this guy has heard this morning what we've said and realised what is important in this whole situation.
Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk@beat102103.com.